Unit 18, Starting a Business. Mary was tired of her job as a public school teacher and was ready to open a business of her own. She was a positive, zealous woman who was certainly able to handle her own affairs with a smile on her face. Before beginning the process of commencing her business, she decided to take a short vacation. Mary spent the next 2 weeks leisurely strolling down the beaches of southern Florida, basking in the sun and doing anything that she wanted to. Mary got caught up in a state of jag, not acting the way she normally did at all by frequenting bars and clubs almost every night. Soon it became apparent to her that her rest and relaxation had gone on long enough and it was time to get down to business. She moved back home and began collecting all the necessary paperwork for starting up an English institute in a nearby neighborhood. She wanted to build a place where learning could be fun for students. She worked tireless hours and read through a countless number of legal documents that were necessary to sign before applying for a business license. Mary's friends thought that she worked too hard since she constantly was putting off dinners and activities with them. They pleaded with her time and time again just to join them for one engagement, and finally, one Saturday night, she met her friends for dinner at a fancy restaurant. At dinner, Mary admitted that all the paperwork and legal documents had been confusing her a great deal. Every time she thought she understood something, a new problem would arise that she had to solve. She did not want to hire a lawyer since the last thing she wanted was to owe more money to someone, so her only choice was to do it all herself. Her friends wished for her to be more unfettered like she used to be, yet they applauded her for her efforts and determination. Eventually, Mary recovered from her frantic state and was able to get all of her documents in for the government to look over. She was relieved to find out that after all her efforts, her license was approved and that she could open up the institute the following weekend. Mary continued working hard on her school for the next year, setting up an atmosphere for learning that she hoped all the students would be invigorated by. She even put a telescope on the rooftop that she hoped would come in useful if they ever studied astronomy.